Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Dalet. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're discussing the bracha of Shehakol. We're on the top line of page Kuf Yud Aleph, which is the page following 220. The Mechaber continues on the top line and says, V'al lulve gefonim, on grapevine shoots, V'al shkedim esukim, and on sweet almonds, sha'uchlim osam kishem rakim biklipeim, when you're eating them, when they are soft in their shell, V'al chaziz v'hu shachas, on chaziz, which is shachas, the Mishabura will tell us that is tvua, that did not yet reach a third of its growth, V'al kara chaya, on raw squash, V'al kimcha desari, and on barley flour, Val Shechar Tmarim, on date beer, Vishechar Saorim, and barley beer, Val Me Saorim Shemavashim Lachola, and barley water that we cook for a sick person, Val Isve Dedavra, and on wild herbs, She'enam Nizran, that are not planted, they just grow on their own, Val Sheves Shekorin Anito, on Sheves, which is called Anito, and the Ramah says, Ratzalomar Anis, the alkamun vikasbur, which are cumin and coriander, the letaima avidi vilola achila, they are not planted for eating, only for giving off spices, for giving off taste. The alachomet she'irvu b'mayim, and on vinegar that was mixed with water, ad she'roi lishtos, till it became fit for drinking. Mevarech Shehakol. So on that whole list, part of which we started last night, the rest of which we read tonight, the bracha is Shehakol. Let's just read the Mechaber in Sif Beis, which connects the end of Sif Aleph, and then we'll see all the Mishaburas. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Alachometz Levado. We just saw at the end of Sif Aleph, on vinegar that you mix with water till it was fit for drinking, the bracha Shehakol. But on chometz alone, that's not mixed with water, Eino Mevarech Klum Mipnei Shehu Maziko. There is no bracha on real strong vinegar because it is damaging, and like we learned earlier by other items, there is no bracha when something is mazik or guf. So we begin the Mishabura and Sif Katan Yud Lulve Gefanim, grapevine shoots. They have a bracha of Shehakol, gam baze atam kemo bakora, that is similar to the reasoning that we gave yesterday when it came to the hearts of palm, that the planting is not done for the purpose of that, and therefore the bracha is Shehakol. Sivkoton yud aleph, we said on the shkedim esukim, that you're eating them when they are soft in their shell, the bracha Shehakol. Ushkedim morim, when it comes to the bitter almonds, ayin le'el simen reish beis. If, hey, look what we learned earlier in simen reish beis. Sivkotan Yud Beis, we said you're eating these sweet almonds when they are soft in their shell. Says the Mishabura, V'afta Kaimelon La'el B'Simen Reish Beis, Siv Beis, even though we paskened earlier in Simen Reish Beis, B'Sha'are Kol Ha'ilonos, when it comes to other trees, the Mishiyotziu Shum Pri, Choshev Tekev Peri, that once a fruit comes out, any fruit that grows, it's right away considered a pri. Shani Hasan, there is different. Do Nene Miguf HaPri Shenotim Oso Machmaso. There you're getting Hanah from the actual fruit that you're planting the tree for, and therefore the bracha will be different. Avahacha Bishkedim Misukim Bekadnusam. But over here, when we're talking about the sweet almonds when they are small, Eino Nene Minapri Rak Meaklipa Chitzona. There is no Hanah from the fruit itself, only from the outer shell. V'lonoti luhu inchi adaite deklipa. And people do not plant almonds for the purposes of the outer shell. Ela adaite digarineyam kishe yisbashlo, but rather for the nut itself, for when it ripens. V'dami lakora hanal, and therefore it is similar to the korah that we learned yesterday, and therefore the bracha on these almonds will be Shehakol. Says the Mishabura, Vaiter Sivkotan Yud Gimel, Shachas, so we said in the Mechaber, Chaziz, which is Shachas, the Bracha Shehakol. Says the Mishabura, Tfua Shalohivi Ashlish, this is talking about grains that did not yet reach a third of their growth. The Chazi La'achila, they are fit for eating. Umishum de Logomar Peira, but since it is not a complete fruit, Nochis Chadarga, it goes down a level. Mi pri ha'adama l'shakol, so it's downgraded from a pri ha'adama to shakol because it is not fully grown. V'hu adin l'chol pri ha'adama de lo gemar peira v'chazi l'achila shakol. So to any vegetable that is not the gemar peira, it's not complete, it's not fully grown, yet it is edible, the bracha will only be shakol. Sivkotu and Yudalad. We said in the Mechaber on Korachaya, which is Ruah squash, the Bracha Shehakol. Shu'tol Mavushal Yosem Echai. Squash is better when it is cooked than when it is raw. The Alkain, and therefore, Kesha'och Lachai, when you eat it raw, Nishtanis Birchasal Shehakol, the Bracha again is downgraded from Hadamat Shehakol. Ukidal Akamon Vesimin Reishay Siv Aleph. Sivkotan Kufvav, we said Kimcha Desari, barley flour, the bracha is shakel. Says the Mishabura, afilu hanase mishibolim shemayapshim. Even the barley flour that is made out of the shibolim that were dried out, the tovim lachilak tzas, they're a little bit good for eating. Vilav dafka desari, and it's lav dafka flour that's made out of barley. Dehu adin kemel shakol chameshas minidogon. So to any flour made from any of the five grains, the bracha is always shakel. Kemavur lakamam besimin reishches sivhei. Now, if you look at let's finish the Bishabura. The high dinaka desari, if it's true about all the five grains, any of them that are made into flour, the bracha is going to be shakal. Why does the Mechaber mention specifically barley flour? So says the Mishabura, the high dinaka desari, that which we mentioned, bedafka of barley, the salgadai tachamino, I would have thought to say, ho'el v'koshele toloim shebimeayim lo yivarech alei klal. Since it causes worms in the intestines, it's not very good for you, so I would think you don't make a brach at all. Kamash melon, we see from here, the chiddush is, keivan de isle hanoa minei boi bruchei. Since lemaisa, you do get hanoa from eating the barley flour, although it doesn't lead to good things in your intestines, still it would warrant the bracha, but who adin, all the flour from any of the five grains, the bracha will be shehakol. If you look at note number 11, he points out, ubitama dover, she'ein mevarachin al kemach bari priadama, flour which is made from the grains that grow from the ground, why is the bracha not bari priadama? Kidin ha'uchel chito sa'or chaya, just like if you eat a piece of raw wheat or raw barley, the bracha is adama, so why is the flour that comes from them shehakol? So, kosav lekamon shekevan shehishtansa hachito shenitchana vomedes lehisalos lasos menapas. Since the actual wheat, the grain itself was downgraded, it was ground up. So it was downgraded in order to be upgraded, to be made into bread. Yotza michlal pri, it has gone out from the category of a pri, ulederech achilosa lobod. It did not reach its ultimate derech achila, so it's gonna go from hadoma to hamotzi, but it stops off on the way to be a shahako when it's ground up, and it's no longer a pri, and it didn't reach its ultimate stage. Note number 12. We said the chiddush over here was, even though it's going to be a little damaging to your stomach, you're going to get worms in your stomach still, you're going to make a bracha of shakal, because lamaisa you get hano. In note 12, he points out, v'atam shemevarchan al kemach sa'orim. The reason why we make a bracha on barley flour, afshu mazik, even though it's damaging, v'ein dino kashemen shemevur b'shuchan aruch le'el, and it's not similar to the olive oil that we had earlier in Simon Reish Beis, she'ein mevarchan alav ibnei shu mazik. We said over there, on plain olive oil, you don't make any bracha because it is damaging. So this is also damaging. Why is this shahakol and that's no bracha? So Rav Nissen Karelitz explains, and we'll see later, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, all say the same explanation. And that is, Shaha'ochal kemach sa'orim nene b'shas ha'achila k'derech achila. When you're eating barley flour, you are getting regular hanah derech achila. As you're eating it, it tastes good. You are getting hanah. V'rak she'achar kach ze mashbi al gufo maziklo. Afterwards, the end result doesn't happen immediately. Will be something that's mazik to you. Therefore, there is a bracha because b'shas achila it's a regular achila. You get hanah from it. Mashen kein shemen, which is not the case by olive oil. She b'shas hashtia mazik l'gufo. Right when you are drinking it, it is damaging to your guf. The eino nena mimenu, when you're not getting any hanah from the kemavur b'mishavur sham, v'lochein eino mevarach klal. Therefore, there is no bracha on olive oil. The kavanas chazal sheshemen mazik. When chazal say that shemen is mazik, haynu shodam eino yochal lisbol k'shashemen b'piv. A person can't stand it when the oil is in his mouth. V'lo rak she'ein lo hanah b'zeh. It's not that he just enjoy it. It's more than not enjoying it. It's disgusting. You don't want it in your mouth. That's considered the mazik that it bothers you eating it. So over here, you're eating this flour that's made out of barley. It's geschmack as you're eating it. And end result, down the line, it's going to cause the mazik to your body. But right now, it's geschmack. Therefore, this is shahakol, and that is no bracha. Says the Mishaburu Vaitis HaKodan Tazayim, V'sheichar sa'orim barley beer is shahakol, ho'el v'hutzolul v'omed l'shtia. Since it is clear and it is a drink, so even though it's made out of barley, the bracha is shahakol. Eino nechshod bichlal tavshil shel chamishes minei dogin sheyivarach barim nemezonos. since it is clear, it is a drink, it's not considered a regular dish made out of the five grains in which you would make a Barmei Mizonos. She'ein mevarchin Barmei Mizonos ela almacha. The bracha Barmei Mizonos is only on food. Kemo shekasa b'simen reish ches, sevav, like we'll see shortly in simen reish ches. Umashma b'tosas daf lamed ches, is mashma b'tosas daf lamed ches. Dibar maslo hai, da filu yesh ben kezayas b'chdei achilas pras. Even if by having this barley beer, you're having a kezayas of barley b'chdei achilas pras, gam kein lo mevarchinan alei elo shakom yebedvaru. L'maisa, it is a drink, even if you're getting a lot of barley b'chdei achilas pras, you do not make a mezonos, you make a shakel on the drink. Sevkotin yuzayin valmei saurim, on the barley water that we make for sick people, shahakol gam kein mitamana, for the same reason, it's a drink. Shalom nase ki'im l'shtia, it is only made to drink. Sevkotan yudches, we said, izvei d'dabra, on wild herbs that grow themselves, the brach is shahakol, v'afilu heim tovim lechol, even if they are good for eating, kamo esev shekorin shetzave, shehein olin chamutzim, these are sour leaves, they're edible, they're tovim lechol, the brach is still shahakol, v'afilu l'achar shebishlam, even after you cook them, shumachal sarim, then it's the food of officers, it's the chashuva food, still, mevarchin shakel, the bracha still shakel. Why? De'enu choshev kolkach lepri. It's not considered so much like a fruit. Aval al salatin. But on salatin, which 9 on the bottom of the Targum says chasa, which is lettuce, v'kayotze bazan, similar things. Shenizru'u, they weren't growing wildly, but they were actually planted. So then, mevarchin bari pri adama. So even though apparently the salatin, this lettuce, is not so chashiv either, but lamaisa, you planted it, and therefore the bracha will be pari pri adama. On the things that grow on their own, and they're not chashiv like a pri, so then we make a shahakol. Sivkotin yutes she'enam nizroim, that's a continuation of the izrei d'dabra that were not planted. V'davka ba'asovim de'enam chashuvim mitzad atzman v'lo mitzad zriya. Davka, these grasses that are not chashiv on their own, they're not a real fruit, and also they weren't planted. They have two flaws. They're not chashiv on their own, and they weren't even planted. The gedalim below zriya, because they grow without planting. Aval peiro shein tovim mamacha, but fruit that are good for eating. Afilu gedalim by yaorim elehim, even if they grow in the forest on their own. Kamo pazimkes vekadome yesh levarach aleihem bari pri adama. Something that grows on its own, it has a little more chashivas, it will be hadama. If it's a shayel to hadama, if it grows on a tree, we learned earlier certain nuts, it will be ha'etz. It has to either be that you planted it, or if you didn't plant it, if it has a chashiv a pri. But over here, these wild herbs, they're just really grasses, they're not chashiv on their own right, and they weren't planted, so therefore the bracha gets downgraded, it's not going to be hadama, it's going to be shahakol. Sivkoton chof, we said in the Mechaber, on kamon v'kasbur, which are really only there to give taste, and they're not there for achila, the bracha shahakol. Kamon is kimel, v'kasbur is elindri, which is coriander, belaz. Sivkoton chof aleph, these items are only l'taimei avidi, umari ben birituvim ben miveshim, it's whether they are moist or they are dry. V'chein imrikchon bedvash, even if you spice them up with honey, you made them gishmak, nami shahakol, the bracha is also shahakol. Now that's interesting, if you look at note 15, because omnam le'inyan pilpul and yevashim, when it came to dry peppers, we learned earlier, she'imrikchon bedvash, if you spice them up with honey, mevarach aleihem b'rei pri adama, there they got the regular bracha, b'rei pri adama, because then they're in their ultimate state, they're sweetened and they're eaten, and therefore they're bari pri adama. So, biara chedushe basra shepilplin miuaden laachilo kepri aideshim rachemosam. That's normal for peppers to be eaten as a pri when they are sweetened. The ilu anis, but the spices we're discussing over here miuad rach lahatim machal acher. They're not there as their own food; they're only there to give taste to other foods. So, therefore, even though it comes to peppers, which are not really edible, but you sweeten them, it gets the bracha of the actual fruit itself, will be bari pri adama. When it comes to these spices, they're not really there to be sweetened on their own and eaten that way. They're there to give taste to other items, and therefore, no matter what you do to it, even if you spice it up with honey and make it geshmak, the bracha will still be shahakol. Sivkatan chav beis, they are there only to give taste, velo la'achila, not to be eaten on their own. Achenim sholok es ha'anis. If you took the spice and you cooked it, mevarach al meimav borei pri adama. Very interesting. The spice itself will never get the bracha of borei pri adama. Not raw, not cooked, not sweetened, but the water that you cook it in, the water will get the bracha of borei pri adama. De lahachi kaima, because that is what the spice is for. Lahatim dover hamisbashel bo. It's to give a taste to something that is cooked in. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that since this item is not eaten raw and it's not eaten cooked, the way that you eat it is by cooking it in water and drinking the water. So the ultimate state of this pri is not to eat the pri, it's to eat the water that it was cooked in, and therefore the water it was cooked in gets the bracha of borei pri adama. Normally by shlokos, when you cook vegetables, you're cooking the vegetables are being cooked to be eaten themselves, and the water separately, so the water that the vegetables were cooked in will get a bracha of borei pri adama. But that's because the vegetable itself is getting the bracha of borei pri adama. Here's the chiddush, the vegetable itself, no matter what you do to it, is not getting the bracha of hadama. It always remains shakal, but yet the water that you cook it in, that is giving the taste over to that water, the water will get the borei pri adama. That's a big chiddush. Sifkaton chav gimel asher roi lushtos. The last point the Mechaber told us in Sif Aleph is on vinegar that you mix with wine till it was drinkable, the bracha shahakol. The after mitchilasu hoya yayin, even though from the beginning it was wine, kevan shenishtana v'nasa chometz ibn malasso, since it changed for the bad, it turned into vinegar, it lost its mila of wine, and now the bracha, if it is drinkable, will be shahakol. And sifkotan chavdal, which is on sif beis, where we read the Mechaber before, we said vinegar alone, that you didn't mix it with any water, so there it's not drinkable, it's mazik, there will be no bracha. Says the Mishabura, v'davka b'chometz chozok, davka by strong vinegar, sheneschamez kolkach, it has become so sour, shemevabeyak ishemashlichim osal oretz, it bubbles when you pour it on the ground, it has fermented so much, it's so bubbly, that's when there's no bracha. Ava b'chometz she'eno chozok kolkach, but vinegar that's not that strong, vaday islay hano, for sure you get hana from it, and therefore it requires a bracha, and that's what the Mechaber said at the end of Sif Aleph, that on that vinegar that's not so vinegary, it's mixed with water, it's drinkable, there's somewhat of a hana, the bracha there will be shako. We'll stop here and go weiter mitzvah tomorrow with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.